just in the everyday, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change our lives. So often we want to change our lives, but we just don't. A lot of times we lack motivation. We're kind of towards the end of the year. And one of the things that I've noticed with people when they start to, you know, it's kind of like when they make the New Year's resolutions. And so let's say you want to lose weight. Well, you want to lose weight at the beginning of the year, but as time goes along, sometimes you don't even make it out of the month of January, that your motivation has left. And so right now I'm wanting you to see some things to help motivate you that you can have a better and a different life than you've ever even thought possible. And so here in Philippians chapter 3, this is not where we left off last week. And let me strongly encourage you, if you've missed some of these, we're not very far into this yet, but you should still go to KurtOwen.com, listen to these. Our partners make it possible for you to have these materials absolutely free. You should take advantage of that, okay? Now, here in Philippians 3, he's talking about, this is the Apostle Paul, and verse 12, he says, "Not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me." Now, what we've been majoring on is this, and you should go back and get this in context because there's some really great things here, but we've covered some of it already. There is something that Jesus laid hold of you for. And if you have not let Jesus lay hold of you yet, that's the first thing he wants to lay hold of you for, to bring you out of darkness and into light. He wants you to receive him and allow him to come on the inside of you and empower you to have a better life than you've ever known. He wants you to be a part of his family. That is the first thing Jesus wants to lay hold of you for. A lot of times people think that Jesus just wants you to do some work. No, Jesus just wants you first to be a part of his family, not just so you don't go to hell, but because he's in love with you and wants to help you and he wants to do good to you, okay? But notice here, like we talked about before, there is something that Jesus has laid hold of you for, okay? I press on that I may lay hold of that will of God for my life, that which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me, okay? But if order to lay for you to walk in the will of God for your life, it is not automatically going to happen. People say, well, if it's God's will, it'll just happen. That is a lie from the pit of hell, and that belief in that lie has robbed many a man and woman of their rewards on the earth and their rewards in heaven. If the will of God was automatically going to happen, Paul would not have to press on to lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus had laid hold of him. He wouldn't have to do that. Christ Jesus will have just laid hold of him, and then it just let her rip and happen. But he said not just that he had to press on, but he had to lay hold of that. So he had to press and then he had to lay hold. We've talked about some of this already, okay? But there is a will of God for your life. Now again, let's go over here to Ephesians. And this is kind of where we left off last week. And because a lot of times, like I said last week, there's people that they don't even know that they can know the will of God for their lives. They've been told you can't know. And the scripture says the exact opposite. In verse 15, 5:15, Ephesians 5:15, it says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Okay, notice what it says there. It is unwise not to understand what the will of the Lord is. God has a that he's laid hold of you for, okay? And, you know, I'm impressed in my heart to bring this up. That recently, a gentleman by the name of Reinhard Bonnke went home to be with the Lord. And he, just within the last few days, I was just in Peru. Actually, I just got back this morning. And but while I was in Peru, Evangelist Bonnke, he went home to be with Jesus to his eternal reward. And he had probably, they say more than 75 million people come to Jesus under his ministry, and not just raise their hand, actual cards filled out that for that. And I was talking to a member of my family, and we were talking about God's will for our lives, and he said, you know, because he had the opportunity to travel with Brother Bunky, and he said, you know, he's raised the bar for me so high. I've been with him all over the world. And I said to him, I said, you know, here's the interesting thing. I said, the same bar for Brother Bonnke is the same bar that is for you. And that is the will of God for your life. See, here's the thing. If Brother Reinhardt was called to reach 75 million and you were only called to reach 75, okay, I know that at the first look, that looks like Brother Bonnke did more for God than you did. But that isn't true, because the bar is not the amount of people that you reach. The bar is, did you do Jesus' will for your life? That's the bar. That's the only thing you need to shoot for. Am I doing God's will for my life? If it's 75 million, great. But please understand, even if you are the person, let's say you're going to reach 80 million. Even if you're the person that is going to outdo Brother Bonnke and reach 80 million people, there's no difference from you than the guy who reaches 80 people if that was the will of God for his life. Because the bar is not the numbers. The bar is this. Have you done God's will for your life? That's the bar. And some people say, I could never do that. Yes, you can do God's will for your life. He will actually empower you to do his will for your life. Yeah, but I might not like God's will in things. In fact, I don't even know what God's will is. Well, here, let me help you with this. Go with me to Jeremiah, and we're going to look in 29:11. Now, please understand, I'm not taking away from Brother Bonnke at all. I have the utmost respect. I got to speak to him briefly a couple times, and I was impressed by his love for the Lord and his desire to share Jesus. And even after all those years, his hunger remained the same. But his hunger was to do the will of God. It's not just more numbers. It's to do the will of God. Listen, there's pastors out right there right now. You've only got 30 people in your church, maybe 10. If that's the will of God for your life, I do believe that God is a God of increase. I don't want to make a mistake about that. But but you see the guy who's reaching 10, and then you see the guy who's reaching 10,000, and we think, well, wow, look at the difference. And then the guy who 10,000 is looking at the guy who looks at 10, and he's like, you know, yeah, but you're not, you know, I'm reaching 10,000, you're reaching 10. Here's the thing. It's not the numbers. It's this. Are you doing God's will for your life? That's it. That is the aim and the goal, or should be, of every believer. Not just to accomplish something, because you could accomplish the wrong thing. You could accomplish great things that are just wrong for your life, that you weren't called to do, that's not part of your life. And understand, this is going to be hard for people to get a hold of, but listen to me. If you were called to reach 10 as a pastor, but you ended up reaching 10,000 as an evangelist, when you get to heaven, I'm sure there's going to be some sort of rewards, but ultimately you're going to be regarded as a failure. Because simply this, you didn't do what Jesus called you to do. You didn't do, we'll get into this later, but guys, quit trying to struggle with whether or not how big the numbers are, how much you're accomplishing. Ask yourself this at the beginning of the end of each day. Have I done the will of God for my life today? If the answer is yes, you're a success. If the answer is no, you're a failure. No matter what you've accomplished during that day, whether it was 10 million or whether it was 10, that's not the issue. The issue is this. Will of God or not. Now, some of you don't really, you're afraid to know the will of God, or you think you can't know the will of God. Now, remember, Ephesians just told us to not know the will of God is to be unwise. But there's a reason that you should want to change your life. Going back to this about motivation. Here in 29:11, it says this, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Now, whoever's told you that God's will for your life will make you miserable, that's a lie. And listen, I can talk about this because I was one of those people who believed that if I were to do God's will for my life, that I would end up being miserable, that I wouldn't have any fun, okay? And I can tell you right now, as a man that has had to make some drastic, and I'm talking about I believed that when I was in ministry, as a man who's made some drastic changes in his life, right? And at times it looked like I was losing, but in the end I ended up gaining. Because God's will for my life was for peace and not for evil. It was to give me a future and a hope. Now, I specifically want to talk to you out there right now that have never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Because Michael's going to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus here in just a few moments. And I want you to know, Jesus does not want to lay hold of you to take away your fun. That's the way I looked at it at the beginning. That's not true. I'm now having more fun than I've ever had in my life. My life is better than I really could have possibly imagined. For one, I'm still alive. If I'd have continued on the course I was on, I wouldn't be here. But I want you to know, Jesus does want to lay hold of you. The first thing he wants to lay hold of you for is to be a member of his family, because he wants to love on you and pull you to himself and show you great loving care. He wants to give you a better life than you've ever known. That's why he says, "I know the thoughts I have towards you to give you peace and not evil." That's what he wants for you. Walking in the will of God will bring you peace greater than you've ever known. Listen to Michael. Pray this prayer. It'll change your life forever. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Kurt Owen wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent his son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injury so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive the benefits of this redemptive power, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. All you need to do is believe that he is alive and that he loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me, and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I am asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. You are making me a new creation. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say, with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Spirit, please also come into my life and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said you would. Father, thank you for giving your son and making this provision for me so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hand so that you will get some help on the path of your new life. Simply email the words, "I have been saved," to connect@kurtowen.com. Everybody in this ministry will continue to pray for you. We all love you, and we all want you to have a wonderful, wonderful life in God. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear